My husband, Erez, just came home yesterday morning from a 12-day mission in Israel. And it's interesting because although his group, his congregation, had a wonderful time, sometimes it's the unexpected occurrences that make the trip. And what happened is that he was on the bus traveling throughout Jerusalem, and although there happens to be an inordinate amount of traffic in Jerusalem usually, for some reason, the bus could not get past the prime minister's house. So Erez looked out the bus and realized that there was a vigil taking place, a vigil and a protest. And he looked out and he saw t-shirts and he saw signs. He saw people holding up posters. And what did the posters read? What did the shirt say? Gilad Adayin Chai. Gilad Shalit, the soldier who was captured from Hamas about 4 years ago, still lives. And Erez convinced everyone to get off the bus and to join the protest. And what they realized is although this protest takes place each and every day, this particular day, the day that they just happened to be driving by, was unlike any other day of the protest. It was this past Tuesday, and you see it was the 1500th day of Gilad Shalit's capture. And who was there? Noam and Aviva Shalit, Gilad's parents. And Erez found himself, believe it or not, right next to his parents. And what the group decided to do to remember their son is walk around the blocks of Rehavia, hand in hand, forming a human chain, linking arms to remember both with their hearts and with their souls that this boy, that this young boy still remains captured, but more than that, is alive and must remain in our hearts each and every day. And while that story is incredible within itself, Erez spoke to a soldier who happened to be walking on the other side of him, and he said to Erez, "You know, it's hard enough for us in Israel to remember Shalit, but you in the States, how do you remember our lost boys? How do you remember our soldiers, not our fallen soldiers, but the soldiers who have been taken captive, who are alive? How do you keep their stories alive?" And Erez was silent because he was embarrassed to say that all it took was some traffic to get them off the bus. They didn't even know the protest was happening. When Erez called me that day, I thought to myself, we have so many rituals in the Jewish religion. We have so many rituals that actually commemorate death. Think about how we highlight memory. We have El Malei Rachamim, our memorial prayer. We have Yizkor, our service where we come together as a community to remember those who are departed, no longer with us. We light the Yizkor candles, the Yahrzeit candles, so that there's a light in our home that reminds us of the person who's no longer there. But what about the person? What about the soldier who's alive, who's still with us, whose memory does not need to be told, but whose memory is alive, who's with us each and every day? How do we keep his stories with us in our hearts and our souls? So I was thinking about it. There's a line in Birkot HaShachar, our morning blessings, that sometimes we race over because it happens to be in Pesukei Dezimra, in the first part of our morning prayers. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Matir Asurim. Praised are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who releases the bound. It happened to be that Birkat HaShachar used to be said upon waking up in the morning in your home. You would praise God because you had breath filling your lungs. You would praise God because you could move your arms and your limbs and your feet. And that's why Matir Asurim was said. Releasing the bound was us. We could literally move our feet and our hands. But what I'm asking each and every one of us to do this morning is that when we run through Birkat HaShachar, when we run through our daily morning blessings, tomorrow, when we engage in our prayers, or maybe the next day, or maybe 30 days from now, when you read that line, picture the face of Gilad Shalit, of a boy who has not been released. And I do say a boy who is not free. And if you cannot picture him, think of parents. Think of Noam and Aviva Shalit, who missed their son terribly. It's our duty, yes, in Israel, but most of all here in the States, in the diaspora, to remember our soldiers, to remember our boys, and to uphold life with as much vigor and as much strength as we can, because that's what the Jewish community stands for. Gilad Adayin Chai, may this soldier continue to live. Continue to live, yes, with his physical being, but in our prayers, in our minds, in our hearts. Shabbat Shalom.